wearing either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper since you were born. The sunshine always kept you warm. So why see the world if you got the beach? Don't know why see the world when you got the beach. Sweet life, the best song wasn't a single. You couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver. Can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting away. You're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave.
But you're keeping it so real.
Whatever you like. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches and lime. A sweet life, a sweet life, a sweet life. Yeah. A sweet life, a sweet life, a sweet life. Live and die in the light.
What's up?
Hello, Medford.
Hello, Medford.
This is Sarah in Georgia, back at it again with Granola Girls.
Woo!
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right. We're the Granola Girls. So first things first, you guys might not remember this from our last, too long ago. Our last show was too long ago. And, last time we ended with Fearless by Taylor Swift,
which was the
song that inspired Sarah to come to Tufts.
It truly did.
And so we ended with Sarah's song, inspiration, and we began with my song inspiration, Sweet Life by Frank Ocean.
A
wonderful song, which I heard when I came to visit, the one day I came to visit Tufts, it was being blasted on the academic quad. And so walking through on that rare sunny day with Sweet Life by Frank Ocean to
wow.
playing, I was like, this is the place I'm meant to be. And then here we are.
That's a beautiful moment. Thank you for sharing that, Georgia.
You're welcome, Sarah.
So today, we just have a selection of songs from our top Spotify artists since Spotify did that fun little thing where they let us know our top five artists. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to play you guys some songs, our favorite songs from those artists, and then just talk a little bit about those songs and those artists.
Yeah, so I think, Sarah...
Yeah, so one of my top artists was Hippocampus. No one's surprised.
As was mine.
And, yep, we both love that band a lot. Georgia and I actually saw them at House of Blues a couple months ago.
Amazing.
It took my breath away. That was my third time seeing them. And
as it was mine.
Yes, it was just a wonderful experience. So up next, I have the first song I ever heard by Hippocampus. It's called Violet. I hope you enjoy.
All right.
Truth in lies, violet, trying to start your ride, yeah. feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus. Cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
By Vampire Weekend, and before that we heard from Hippocampus with Violet.
Indeed we did.
Indeed we did.
Georgia, would you like to talk a little bit about your song choice?
Yes, so my pick was Campus by Vampire Weekend. Just a classic album for me, long time fave, and that particular song has become very relevant in my life.
Yes, indeed. Georgia and I were just talking about the line, how am I supposed to pretend I never want to see you again?
How am I supposed to pretend?
Because you see everyone on a college campus.
Truly, even with all the beautiful people who are out here in Tufts University, you see the same people. And sometimes you see people you might not want to see
that
walking
is so
across
true.
The campus.
I know that I have.
I know that I have as well. So what do we have next up, Sarah?
Well, up next, we have the song Girl Scout Cookies by the band Mom Jeans. So Mom Jeans was like one of my top bands for this year according to Spotify, and I'm not surprised. I listen to their album Best Buds very often. It's very good. I think if you like Vampire Weekend, you'll probably like Mom Jeans. I'm really surprised that more people don't listen to them because they're very, very good. A long time fave for me. Anyway, here is Girl Scout Cookies by Mom Jeans.
Thank you. don't matter. I don't care who can shotgun faster. But when the goat runs dry, what's left behind is someone I don't mind. I'm dying with.
To work and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street I feel my head between my knees, an orange swimming through the cheese, an orange swimming through the cheese. Where could I go, what could I do, put in the state? My lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away, I see another of myself. It's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you back. Just get you out of bed when you're so falling out before. From knocking at my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, wander so discreetly. Never really meet me, but I'm sure that you'll catch your breath. You'll sleep into the day. Before I leave, I want to try to go back in time to just that moment in my life. I should have spoken, but I lied. As I sat there with my jaw open and I smiled, he pulled his sweater off and tried to explain how we're giving up our love. I'm pulled away, I see another. Myself is trying to love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watch him paint Antarctica. Watch him paint Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast. Get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before. From knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards.
Hey guys, that was Bike Dream by Rostam.
Georgia, would you like to tell us about why you chose that song?
Okay, it wasn't actually in my top artists, but I love that song so much. Rostam Batmanglij, if you're not familiar, previously a member of Vampire Weekend, but he's such a talented musician, artist, producer. Everything that he does, everything that he touches is magic.
So talented. Rostam, if you're listening, we love you.
Rostam, if you're listening, we are big fans of you over here. The
you know, please
girls.
Come on the show. We'd love to have you.
Oh my God,
like, it would
please.
Be our honor.
It would be.
Shout out to Rostam.
Shout out to Rostam. Before that, we had Girl Scout Cookies by Mom Jeans.
And up next, I'm embarrassed to admit this.
Don't be.
But
this is a safe space.
Thank you so much, Georgia. So this is really hard for me to say, but Drake was one of my top artists this year. One of my top five artists was
top
Drake.
Five in the year 2018.
In the year 2018. I listened to so much Drake that he qualified as one of my top artists.
But I feel like it was a big year for him.
It was a big year for him. And, like, I don't think his music is good, but, mm-hmm. like, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really depressing for me and, like, really embarrassing. But, you know, I have to put it out there. the first step is acceptance. Am I right?
Yeah, it really is.
So up next, we have a bit of a throwback song from Drake. Mm. I don't know how you guys feel about this song, but I loved it.
May I say how I feel? This song,
please do.
Every time I hear it, it reminds me vividly of my first homecoming sophomore year. Screamed my lungs out of the song. It was 2015, so that's when the song was at its peak.
Truly.
But I just vividly remember, fondly, and vividly remember this song at homecoming.
Yes. The song is Hotline Bling by Drake. Truly one of my favorites. I think it's not good. Again, it's not a good song, but I really do like it. So again, here's Hotline Bling by the one and only Drake.
Drake.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touch and roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
hello again.
So that was Isambard by the one and only Declan McKenna.
Declan McKenna.
Georgia, why did you choose this song?
Declan McKenna was one of my top artists of 2018. I love him so much.
He's so good.
Very talented. His album, What Do You Think About the Car, very moving. I saw him in January. Hope to see him again soon. Declan McKenna, if you're out there.
If you're out there somewhere.
If you're out there somewhere
just
listening.
Just know that we love you.
Just know that we love you. So before we dive back into these bops, we do have a PSA. Woo. From your very own Granola Girls. So here we go with that. This PSA says, doorknobs.
Nice.
No, already off to a great start.
Good.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people.
Oh, my
what
God.
What do these things have in common? What do they have in common,
Sarah? That's a good
Sarah?
Question. Hmm.
They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs Whoa. That could lead to colds and flu.
Colds and flu? No.
Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself.
What are those steps, Georgia?
What are those steps? Well, here we go. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu.
Wow.
Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
Whoa.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put, in capitals, folks, this is in capitals, to put your health first. Put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Thank you for that, Georgia. I think that was really important, you know?
That was riveting.
Avoid the flu. That's all. That's all.
Someone just coughed in the background, and I just want to say that person should wash their hands immediately.
Interesting. They should really follow the steps that were mentioned in that PSA. Anyways, moving on. Our next song is by Ben Howard. So Ben Howard was my number one top artist for this year. Ooh. Shout out to Ben. I love him so much. Loved him for a while. Like, his music just really got me through some times. It just reminds me of like senior year, driving around Portland, really going through it. Or like I even put it on sometimes when I'm doing work. It's just good music for any kind of mood. Mm. It's a bit of a different vibe than like the music that we've been playing tonight. It's more like acoustic guitar kind of music. But you know, I think you need a good variety in your life.
That's what we're all about here on Granola Girls.
Exactly.
A good mix of different vibes.
So true. So again, this is These Waters by Mr. Ben Howard.
I saw red and yellow flowers outside over the moors. Yeah. Brightest sunrise, oh, to touch my eyes. Oh, and through it all I stood and stumbled, waded through my thoughts and heart. It through it all I fooled and fumbled, lost to the poet's frown. I fought the wolves of patience, or just to let it lie down. We'll see these waters, they'll pour. Shells, what we found down these roads that wander as lost as the heart. It's a chance to breathe again, a chance for a fresh start to you.
my chance to breathe again, a chance for a fresh start here. Oh my, chance to breathe again, a chance for a fresh start, no. Oh, see these waters, they'll pull you up. Oh no, if you're bolder than the darkness. My, let these songs be an instrument to cut here, darling. These spaces between the happiness and the hardness. Oh my spaces between the happiness and the hardness. Oh my spaces between the happiness and the hardness. Oh my spaces between the happiness and the hardness.
Dream.
Well, that was Ribs by Lord.
What a good song.
What a good
song. It always leaves me so speechless. It's just so good.
Lord herself. That was one of my top artists. She's been one of my top artists for probably since I've been using Spotify. Just, I talked about her, I think, on our last show.
Yeah, I think we probably talked about Lord. I mean, when are we not talking about Lord?
When are we not talking
about
Lord?
Let's be honest.
She's just so...
so good.
So good. So good. So we had, that was Rips by Lord. Before that, we had Ben Howard, a song by him.
These waters. Yeah, by Ben Howard.
That's what it was, sorry.
And up next, we have another one of my songs. So another top artist that is a little bit of an embarrassing pick. She's pretty underground. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of her. She's kind of like
new. Pretty indie.
Yeah.
Her name's Taylor Swift. She's pretty up and coming on the music scene.
Yeah.
She has this really, like, unpopular song called We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together that I would love to play for you guys. You know, I'd love to turn you on to some good music.
Yeah.
You've probably never heard it, but this song just, like, means a lot to me. I don't know. I think it's a bop. We're going back to 2013, I guess.
Mm.
So please enjoy We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Taylor Swift.
Broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. We called it off again last night. Ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Never ever ever ever. bones in my body script. Son, where the hell is your hair? I reach for some water to quench the fire that's burning up in my bed. Haze like a fever, I feel like a dreamer for sweet tea and lemonade. It clings to my t-shirts, loud it lingers, designed to suffocate. I lie up to find.
That was Traveler by Hippocampus.
Again, one of both of our top artists this year.
Yeah, so Violet was Sarah's pick, but Traveler was mine. It's just, I really love that song. It has really warm vibes for me. You know, funnily enough, it is off one of their like EPs, A Warm Glow. Very underrated.
Very, very underrated. We were just talking about that while we were listening to the song.
Their entire discography is so good, but that Warm Glow really stands out to me.
Very underrated.
Yeah.
And up next we have a song by Paramore. This was not, we're kind of diverging from our top picks now, you know, just playing bops and bangers.
But I would say that I feel like this song is like a top pick, like of all time.
I agree.
I feel like there's never a moment where I'm like, I don't want to listen to this song. Like,
yeah.
I always,
I think you're right, Georgia.
I think I always want to listen to this song secretly.
Another reminder to protect yourself from the flu, you guys.
Yeah, this is another.
Put your health first.
Let me live.
No, see, there's someone in the studio right now who has some
who
kind of.
Who shall remain anonymous.
Who shall remain anonymous, who has some kind of respiratory related disease.
It could be tuberculosis.
It could be tuberculosis. It could be any number of things.
We just don't know.
We just don't know, but they continue to cough.
I think they know. I think it's the common cold.
No, it's not the common cold.
But even still.
But it could be anything else.
Just wash your hands, please. And enjoy this next song, which is Still Into You by Paramore.
Let's go.
What a ride.
Wow. Great Ooh. Song. You bet your bottom dollar that me, Georgia, and our anonymous third person here in the studio were all screaming those lyrics.
Oh, going off. Oof. Hayley Williams.
We really
just
went off.
Oof.
Yeah, she really did that. And so, we appreciate it.
We
Thank
really,
you, Hayley.
We really appreciate it. Thank you for your service.
Truly. So we're just gonna sign off, I guess.
Yeah, I think we are. Sadly, this is our last show for the semester.
It is indeed.
It was a time. It was real. It was
the best
fun.
Of times. It was the worst of times. No, it was just the best
it
of times.
It was just the best
I,
of times,
I say.
Here, I think. We're definitely gonna be back in the new year.
2019.
Some of us will be a year older.
That's one of us.
It will be
Her
me.
Name is Georgia.
Her name is
Not
Georgia.
Me. I'll
yeah.
still be 18.
Half of the granola girls shall be.
Wow.
A little bit wiser.
True. Again, we're the granola girls.
We're the
like,
granola
I guess.
Girls, yeah.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we just have one last song.
We do. But right before we go, I just want to give a very small, quick shout out. I'm assuming she's listening tonight, but I just want to say my painting professor in class on Wednesday, I did plug the show tonight, and she said she was going to listen. So I just want to say, Angelina, if you're out there listening, I really appreciate
Angelina,
it.
Angelina, we love you.
Didn't get a chance to thank you after class, but just love that studio. So
wow.
Just want to give a quick plug in there. Dual degree over here. Smith will represent.
Yep. Yep. Thanks for that, Georgia.
Sorry.
So our last song of 2018 is... some could say it's the best song ever.
It could
right?
be the best song ever. Yeah.
It's Best Song Ever by One Direction.
See you guys next year.